Brother Joseph, we were discussing in a previous program about the coming New World Order, and you mentioned that it will be a dictatorship. How do you know it will be that?
Well, it's not that I know. I read it in the Bible. There is a prophecy in Daniel chapter 7, parallel or Revelation 17. It talks about the world's empire. See, there are four beasts representing four empires. Talking about world empire, okay? No regional empire here.
Yes.
Which the empire, of course, until now there have been six: Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome. Six. And so four of these six are represented in Daniel 7. But in Revelation 17, there are seven, because six already passed. Rome is the number six. And then there is the future world empire, which is going to be led by the Antichrist, which hasn't come yet completely. It did start. So this is it. So seven world empire, the seven head of the dragon, Revelation 17, okay? And then in Daniel 7, four of these seven are represented in the four beasts. Now, the point is this. On the fourth beast, Daniel 7, the prophecy says there are 10 horns, the same 10 horns of Revelation 17. And the prophecy says these 10 horns in Daniel chapter 7, it says the 10 horns are 10 kings that shall arise. Another shall arise after them, which shall be stronger, etc. That's
Shall
it.
be stronger.
Yeah, there are 10 nations that come from the beast,
Yes.
from the fourth beast. Attention, the fourth beast represents Rome. So from the geographical location of Rome, there shall be
You mean the Roman Empire?
the Roman Empire.
Not Rome, the city.
No. Roman Empire. Which the center was in Rome. So out of the fourth beast, which represents Rome, there shall be 10 horns, which Daniel 7 says the 10 horns are 10 kings that shall arise. Okay, in Daniel, in Revelation 17, we see a dragon, the devil. We know that by Revelation 12, 9, that's the devil. And the seven heads, now they're not four heads, they're seven, because that represent the seven empire through which Satan ruled and rules the world. Okay, which Daniel 7 only shows four, because so we see 10 horns in both chapters, Daniel 7 and Revelation 17. And then he says in Revelation 17, he says the 10 horns are 10 kings, all right, and these shall give power unto the beast. You understand? So the 10 will give power to the beast. So who is the beast? Revelation 13 shows us that the beast, it's a devil. It's a demon. It's the Antichrist that receives power from the dragon. See, the dragon, one entity, the beast, another entity. So the beast is the Antichrist. The dragon is the devil. The devil, the dragon, says in Revelation 13, gives power to the beast, to the Antichrist. And so here begins the one world empire. How do we know it's going to be a one world empire? We know because in Revelation 13, verse 5, from the beginning, verse 3 until the end, it says that the whole world follows the beast. The whole world worships the beast.
So you're saying this world empire will start with the 10 who unite and give their power to the beast, and then will spread in the whole world?
Yes, they unite, but it says in Revelation 17, it says that they shall receive power with the beast for 1 hour. Parable, it means a short time. How short?
Okay.
42 months, Revelation 13, 5.
I see.
Understand?
Yes.
So it's pretty simple. It's not complicated to understand.
All right, so you are saying that there will be a dictator leading them?
Yeah, is
Because you said
no.
it's a dictatorship.
Yeah, I don't say. Revelation 13 says that there will be the beast. Okay, he receives power from the dragon, the devil, and he will rule. He gives a space of time. He rules 42 months. And then he will, in verse 7, Revelation 13, 7, he will persecute the saints and overcome. The saints are God's people. He will overcome God's people. In other words, you know God's people is divided between Laodicea and Philadelphia, right?
Yes.
Symbolically.
Yes.
In other words, the virgin with oil, the virgin without oil, they're all God's people. But some virgin are sleeping without oil, and some virgin are ready. So it's like the virgins who are ready, they will hear God's voice. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. So when that this is going to happen, Jesus is going to speak to his church to go to the special place. Which special place? Matthew 24. 15 and 16, it says, when you see the abomination, flee. So when there's going to be a time, of course, when the abomination, you see the abomination, is too late to flee, because then there's a big great tribulation, says Matthew 24, 15 and 21. So you have to prepare before. So Jesus prepared his church before and said, follow me, I'll show you the place of refuge, like he did with Elijah in the days of Ahab and Jezebel, understand? But if Elijah wouldn't have gone to the brook Cherub, where the water was, where the raven were coming with the flesh, and if Elijah wouldn't have listened to God saying, go to Sidon, there is a widow whom I commanded to feed you, if Elijah wouldn't have heard his voice and he wouldn't have obeyed, Elijah could not have been protected from Ahab and Jezebel. Mm-hmm. So the great tribulation is going to be the same. Okay, so Ahab and Jezebel, you know, they killed almost all the prophets in Israel. It was a parallel Great Tribulation example. So for 3.5 years they persecuted. There was a 3.5 years of famines, a symbol of the great 42 months of the Antichrist. And this time, you remember when Elijah, he was complaining to God, they killed all your prophets, this and that. Because in this great tribulation, Jezebel and Ahab, they killed most of God's people.
You're saying those who don't flee and who don't obey, they will be overcome by the beast. That's what you're saying?
Yes, because today, exactly. Because today they say, oh, there's going to be a rapture. We can just go to sleep in church and just sleep and don't worry. God loves us. Well, God loves you, but I tell you, the devil is going to destroy you. And the problem is not they're going to kill you physically. The problem is that you're going to fail in God's will.
Yeah. Can you tell us, Brother Joseph, can you tell us about this personality who will receive the power and about the 10 nations? Who is he?
Yes, I will. But can I finish this paragraph? It's very important.
Okay.
So it's like the church being destroyed during the Great Tribulation, like it says in Revelation 13, verse 7, all right, and also Daniel 11, 31 to 35, etc., Matthew 24. The church being destroyed, it's like to them, many Christians think God is not going to allow the devil to destroy his church, God is more powerful. That has nothing to do. God's power has nothing to do with his church disobedience. Because the church disobeys, God's power doesn't work. God does not want to. Just like God did not protect those prophets that Jezebel and Ahab killed. Okay, he did not protect because they were not in tune with God as good as Elijah. Elijah is a form of the woman protected in the wilderness, Revelation 12, 6 and 14. Okay, and those prophets destroyed is a picture of God's people who are God's people, but they don't have the oil in their lamp, the oil of listening, the oil of listening to God's direction, where to go, what to do, and the oil of obeying. So they got destroyed. The Great Tribulation will be the same. They will be the wise virgin. They will be the woman, protected, obedient, who listen to God's voice. That will go to the brook of cherub, like Elijah, or go to the Sidon with the widow of Sarepta. This is I'm speaking symbolically. And they'll be protected, like it says in Revelation 12, 6 and 14. This is a very important message to the Christians who just think, oh, God loves us. God loves you, but I tell you, God loves those prophets that Jezebel destroyed. But because they didn't listen like Elijah, they got destroyed. Now, I'll take your question.
So tell us about him who will receive the power and about the 10 nations. Who is he?
We don't know yet who is he. Just in Ezekiel 38, is Gog from Magog. Gog in the best dictionaries, of course, is Russia. And Gog means a king, like a ruler. He's the king, the prince of Meshech and Tubal. Now, in the most dictionaries show that Meshech and Tubal are in Turkey. So, prince of Meshech and Tubal, it could mean that he's a prince, means like the main person. It means that it could mean that he's like that the Muslim will refer to this person as their leader. That doesn't mean necessarily it's going to come from the Muslim. It can, but I kind of doubt it. I think it was going to come.
You think the European countries, because you said they come from the old Roman Empire, they will give their power to a Muslim?
Well, listen, he says he got from Magog. So this guy is probably expecting to come from Magog. Magog is the old name of Russia. Okay. So it's like Magog was the son of Japheth. Japheth had, he went to Europe, and Magog too. So he's coming from Europe. And Magog is actually the name of the Scythians. They were living in the north of the Black Sea. And that was the only Europe there was those days, okay? In the days of Ezekiel, nobody was living in North Pole or Siberia or Scandinavia. They were living in the warmer area, you know. So basically expecting to be from Europe. Now, it says here in Daniel 7, the 10 will, after the 10, it will come up an 11 horn and 11 nations. It says in Revelation 17 that the 10 will give power to the beast. All right, that's the horn of the nations, number 11. So Ezekiel 38 says it comes from Magog. So it seems to me that 10 nations from Europe are going to unite and give power to to a leader from Magog, most probably. Now, these 10 nations already united, have already united. In 1995, a second Europe was born, was called the WEU, all right, with a different flags. And this nation with a number of 10 nations with a flag of 10 stars. You can click on internet and you type WEU and it gives all the information. There are two Europes. Now, this Europe for 1995, they began to be 10. Okay, before then they were less. And then in 2011, June, they kind of closed the treaty. You know, they don't need it so much of 10 nations. But when the Gog, when the Antichrist, this politician comes to power, he's going to snap his finger and the 10 are back together again. Okay. So these 10 nations were like exactly Southern Europe. If you look, you can see the list in internet. It's exactly the center of the Roman Empire. You know, from Greece to Italy, Portugal, England, Germany, etc. This area, this 10 nations area. And it says in Revelation 17, it said, the 10 will give power to the beast. All right. So, and they will have power within for 1 hour. Symbolic, parable, it means a space of time, specified in Revelation 13:5, 42 months. The same 1,260 days, Revelation 12:6, Revelations 11:2 and 3. 1,260 is the 3.5 years. Is the half of the covenant that's broken? Okay, you can see that in Daniel 9:27. Again, he, the Antichrist, all right, makes a covenant 7 years, all right, with many. All right, he breaks in the middle, he says, stops the daily sacrifice, Daniel 9:27. And Daniel 11:31, stops the daily sacrifice, it says again, and places the abomination of desolations, which Jesus, linked to Jesus, okay, Matthew 24:15-21, and he says, when you see the abomination spoken by Daniel the prophet, then flee, because it shall be great tribulations. The tribulation, which we see in the Revelation 13, again, 42 months, half of the week, half of the 7 years. Now, this 7 years covenant is very important, because when you see a 7 year covenant, you know there are 7 years before Jesus comes back. Okay, now, Europe and Israel, because the covenant is going to be holy covenant, because in Daniel 11:28-30, it repeats, two times repeats, holy covenant. So it means it is made between religions. Now, there are three religions, okay, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. They want to make it. They haven't yet. They want to make a covenant, a holy covenant. So then, but the interesting thing is that they already made a covenant for 7 years. See, many people don't know, there is already a covenant between Europe, okay, and Israel. And other nations.
You mean the holy covenant of the end time, no. The 7 years covenant, it's already in practice?
No, it's not holy yet. For now, they just made a political covenant, and it's called ENPI, E-N-P-I. It means a European Partnership, European Neighborhood Partnership Instrument. It's smoke in your eyes from the devil. It means a 7 year covenant.
Yeah, what does it mean?
It means that they're giving a lot of money to this country. They corrupt and they buy them as long as they can sign it.
Who, Europe?
Europe, because they see they want to control them. So since they cannot control them militarily, they start pumping in money. Mm-hmm. So if you want this money, sign. So for now, it's all cultural exchange to help humanitarian project and blah, blah.
So but it's not the Bible covenant?
No, it's not. Okay. It was signed, but it could become, because it could be confirmed into the Holy Covenant. They you see, it was signed in 2007, expires at 31 December 2013. If you go on the internet and you type ENPI, E-N-P-I, and then you type again Israel, EU, and then you type again 2007 space 2013, it gives you all the information. Understand?
Yes.
So you type it like this, and then you get all the information that there is already, the covenant is already, only they call it instrument of partnership, but it's a 7 year covenant, exactly. And according to Daniel 9:27, he says he will confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, that is 7 years. And in the middle of the week, that is 3.5 years, All right, he will break it, all right, and we stop the sacrifice. And then Daniel 11:31, he puts the abomination. And Matthew 24:15-16-21, Jesus says, when you see the abomination spoken by Daniel, you cannot make a mistake. It's not Antiochus Epiphanes, like some Bibles say. Mm-hmm. Some Bibles say that's Antiochus Epiphanes, 160 ABC. It's not. Those Bible interpretations are wrong. That is, hasn't happened yet. Who said? Who said? Me? I didn't say that. Jesus says. Matthew 24 says, when you see the abomination spoken of by Daniel the prophet, then flee. Because, Matthew 24:21, then shall be great tribulations. Mm-hmm. All right, and that's just before the rapture, which is in verse 29. I don't know if it's clear. I know
yes,
I'm going fast,
yes,
but you guys listen, you can pause and
I understood
rewind.
Very well. So, Brother Joseph, since the 10 nations united already, you showed us through WEU, that means the stage is prepared for a leader to rise.
Yes, because automatically, it's like these 10 nations, which of course officially, smoke in your eyes, they made a pause in June 2011, but they can just snap their fingers, go back again, and mm-hmm. the setup is there. As soon as they tighten their security, because these 10 nations, they put the on paper, they have the armies together, atomic arsenals, you know, they are literally, this nation, WEU, Western European Union, they are the only 10 with full voting power. All the other nations in Europe are second category.
You mean all the other from the 27?
Yeah, they cannot vote.
They
don't have full voting rights. You can see that in mm-hmm. the documents, in the internet. So as soon as they get together a little bit more serious, these 10, they're going to need what? A leader. And so they're going to elect. By then, the world is going to be a chaos. Probably nuclear terrorism. The world is going to be maybe on its knees financially, and it's going to be a mess. They'll need. It's going to be like Germany after World War One. They need a savior. So here comes Adolf Hitler. You know, a clean name. He never did anything wrong. And for the beginning, he kept every promise. You know, he got Germany out of the mess. So they're going to elect a leader. And incidentally, like according to Ezekiel 38, the one world government block is going to be Europe, Magog, that's Russia, okay, and then it's going to be followed. Ezekiel 38 gives the name of the nations following him, and it says Persia, Libya, it gives a bunch of names. It gives Togarma, which is all name for Turkey. And it gives it says the Libyan shall be at his feet, etc., etc. Ethiopia, which is today is like Sudan and Eritrea, or that area, that would be then was just Ethiopia.
Amazing, basically, the Bible is so specific.
It's so specific. So basically, in Ezekiel 38, we see that Gomer is like, it was the forefather of Europe. You can see in the old maps, Gomer is in Europe, all right? And that's the Gomer, I think, was the son of Magog. And he moved into northern Europe. So Gomer and all his bands, it says in Ezekiel 38. What is that? Gomer is Germany, okay? Because Europe got populated through Asia, right? That's where Japheth went through. And through Asia, you don't arrive in Italy. You go to Germany. That's where the blonde European original way. So Gomer and all his bands, it means Germany and all his bands. In other words, Germany today is the main country, is the engine of European community financially, business-wise, etc., while France is the political center. So, but they kind of work together. They're both competing in antichristism. Ezekiel says Gomer and all his bands, and then he says Togarma and the Turkey, and then he says, and his bands too, he says, I think something like that. So in other words, Turkey today is the main country in the Middle East. It's the most powerful. And then it's going to be Persia and everything. So the block of the Antichrist is going to be Europe, Magog, Russia, and the Muslims. Okay? So
the Muslims will follow a European?
Well, they're already united. They're already getting together. See, the Muslims have already infiltrated Europe. See, the devil, because to understand what's going on, you have to look, keep your eyes on the Bible prophecies, and keep in mind that the devil is the god of this world. See, the most politicians are in the devil's bag through corruption, through dishonesty, through greed, Okay, they're in his bag. He puppeteers the politician through money, through sex, through, you saw the guy, Mr. Khan, the head of IMF.
Yes, whatever. Yes.
The guy, gosh, he has everything. He look unsatisfied, frustrated. He needed to have three women in one weekend, and plus he had to rape a poor chambermaid.
Yeah.
I mean, that shows how from the devil these people are. You know, they have everything and they have nothing. I have one wife, I'm super satisfied. I mean, who needs a three, four prostitutes every weekend? That really must be a maniac, you know. Yeah. So anyway, that shows the frustration. It shows you have all, everything you want, all the sex, all the lesbians, all the perversion you want, all the women of the world, all the men of the world. If you're a girl, if you don't have Jesus, you have nothing.
Amen.
So next.
So you were saying that the Muslims will follow this leader. That means the leader will favor them and give them facilities.
The Muslim, I'm getting there, in fact. I want to talk about the Muslim. The Muslim are expecting a leader. In fact, they are expecting a leader. It's called the Mahdi.
The Mahdi.
M-A-H-D-I, Mahdi. Or Mahdi, they call him Mahdi, I think. And then, get
this.
That's
his name.
Yeah, he's like a parallel. He's like the 12th in line of Prophet Muhammad, you understand? He's the 12 of the descendants of Muhammad, the 12 Imam, you know, the 12 leader. And the Muslim, in their, they're kind of prophesying, they're kind of saying, they're expecting this big leader, and they have videos. Look, I have a video here. You can watch it on YouTube. It's called the Iranian video says Mahdi is near. Mahdi is M-A-H-D-I. And then I got the address here. You can write to me. I'll send it to you. And also you can go like on Wikipedia, type Mahdi and see. And you know what it says? It says, I discovered that the Muslims are expecting this Mahdi to come and bring peace to the world. You know, the Antichrist is going to come in the name of peace. And he will rule the world for 7 years.
So they believe in the Antichrist.
Gosh, it's like for them, it's a parallel of Christ for them.
They don't believe it's the Antichrist?
No, they think it's a type of Christ, because they believe in Isa, Jesus. Mm-hmm. They believe in Jesus Christ, only know as God. And Mahdi is like a parallel of that. In fact, they kind of prefer Mahdi than Christ, you know. And they're expecting this guy, this guy is expected to come and bring peace to the world for 7 years. So imagine this guy, but that fits our picture of the Antichrist. Imagine when the Antichrist shows up and he makes a covenant for 7 years, they're going to say, that's it, that's the Mahdi.
So they think it's a type of a savior or something?
Yes, they think it's a type of a savior. Amazing. They're expecting that. So the world is ready, the Arab world is ready for a Mahdi. They're already preaching about him. In fact, some of them are saying he's already here.
Amazing.
All right? He's already around, he's going to show up one day.
Does the Quran talk about it?
I think I don't study the Quran very much, but according to these Arab videos I watch, these Muslim videos, etc., I don't know exactly how much, but the important point is that they are expecting him. So when this political leader is going to come, probably from Russia, but he could even come from Turkey, he could come from wherever. It doesn't matter where he comes from. He could come from the Muslim world, from Egypt, Turkey. I don't know. You know, Ezekiel 38 says comes from Magog. But anyway, it doesn't matter. He comes from hell because, you know, it's the Antichrist.
Yeah.
So when he sees somebody signing the covenant, you know, now this covenant is already signed. But there is a big sign that you know that it's not the Holy Covenant. Why? Because as soon as the last 7 years covenant is signed, it will have to be holy. It needs to be recognized by the three main religions, the Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. But there's another big sign to confirm that is the last 7 years. What is that? The temple constructions. According to Daniel 7, okay, prophecy about that, and also like 2 Thessalonians 2, it says he will sit in the temple of God. So there must be a temple of God, which is not there yet. So the only way they can build the temple is when they sign the covenant, you understand? In fact, in the prophecy of the end time, there are 220 days missing, 7 months, 7 Jewish months and 10 days missing. You know, the Bible gives it 2,300 days, and instead it should be 2,520. So there are 220 days missing. That's in the 7 years. But then, I don't have time to get into that now. And that for sure is temple constructions. And that must happen in the beginning, because you build a temple and then do sacrifice. You don't do sacrifice and build a temple. So the temple, and I got videos, I got films, you could write to me, I send it to you, that it shows that in Jerusalem they have all the material ready for the temple. They already have a temple school where there are people learning how to be a priest. They have all the utensils. They have the menorah, you know, the lamp with seven arms. And they have everything ready. And also I have a video that it shows how the temple is going to be, how this and that. They are more than ready to build the temple. The only thing is blocking them, that on the stone where Abraham offered Isaac, there is another temple, the temple of Omar, and that they cannot touch it because that would cause World War III. Understand? That's it. I think
amazing. Quite some information which I didn't know, and I think many listeners don't know about this Mahdi coming. So thank you so much for informing us.
Praise God.
And dear listeners, thank you for listening. We invite you to write in and send in your questions and your suggestions. And if you want any more information or documentation from internet, write in. We will send it to you.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you, Brother Joseph.
God bless you. Thank you to you. Praise God.